God lives and works today, and His greatest miracles are the ones He does in human hearts. Yes, people who would usually only be interested in carrying out their own desires, plans, and hopes are suddenly set on fire with love for Jesus, a love that puts Him above everything else. Listen to the following meditation called Our Undivided Love.
There was a special time of trial in my life through which I discovered that the Lord God is jealous in His love for us. I had a job on Canaan which gave me much satisfaction. I was completely immersed in it, and I really loved it. I could arrange things and organize. It was my entire joy. But suddenly, Jesus said no to this work. I was given a different job because I had done my work in my own strength and ego and not in the Lord. I had made grand and elaborate plans according to my old nature, but not in responsibility towards God. However, the worst part of the affair was my self-righteousness. I tried to prove to the Lord how much effort I had put into the work. The matter went to such an extent that I began to wallow in my bitter thoughts. I felt that Jesus hadn't fulfilled my hopes, that He no longer loved me, and that He had forgotten me. But I couldn't have been further from the truth. God's light shone into my heart until finally, full of contrition and shame, I had to admit, I had forgotten God. I hadn't loved Him above all other things. I hadn't loved Him more than my work and myself. His love had sought me in judgment and chastisement because I had once said to Him, I want to love You above everything. When this realization came to me, I had to weep. Jesus loved me so jealously that He couldn't accept a divided love. Rejoicing, yet with tears, I asked, Why me? Why do You love me? I can't understand how You can love me, a sinner, and how it is that I may return Your love.
Jesus, Lord, to love You only, I shall live for that alone. To Your heart some comfort bringing, all Your suffering making known.
Jesus is calling to each one of us. If you wish to possess me, no longer seek yourself and the fulfillment of your wishes, but rather the fulfillment of my will. Therefore, let us answer. May nothing be dearer to me than you. May nothing concern me more than you. May nothing but you elate my heart. May nothing make me sad but your sufferings for my sins. You alone are the one upon whom my thoughts are centered, my feelings, wishes, and desires. Jesus, 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 You alone.
Not I care now for my troubles, since I've seen Your pain and loss, but endeavor to console You,
You have been listening to a program written by Basileia Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.